Hydrofunk remix of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 by Will Rock. Folks, you know what that song means.
I sure do. I'm sitting here.
Oh, I hope you do. It's time for Seeking Infinity, Journey 3, Episode 4. Come on, it's your favorite meme thing. You do it.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you.
No, no.
Well, it's not my favorite one,
okay,
but...
Okay, well, it's one of your top, like, 10.
Fine, before I even say it, shout out to Ellie Brosh.
There
thank
we
you.
Go.
Share all the things! All
right, perfect.
There we are.
Very good. This wonderful 1st of November 2013, technically speaking.
Okay.
Yes.
I was just like, wait a second. Yeah, okay.
By the time this goes out, it will be the 1st
of
November.
I had to add 2 to 30. Base 31.
Yes. Yes. Well, welcome, everybody. I am Mr. Bond.
And I am Tormod.
Oh, another great episode of Seeking Infinity. Tonight, we're going to play it a little bit differently tonight since we only have 3 sections. But the first 2 are kind of small, so we'll lump those together in the first half. We'll be talking about scheduling and meetings. Then we'll have a brief intermission, maybe grab a sandwich. And then after that, we'll be talking about collaboration tools, a deep dive about what we use, how we use it, and basically give a shout out to all the great tools that we do use. So, first off, let's get it started with some meetings. Tormod, you being the producer, I'm sure you have plenty to say about meetings.
Yeah, okay. So obviously our team is growing. We've already kind of sort of mentioned that over the last couple episodes. Initially it was just Mr. Bond and myself, and I grew to include Farron, and then I grew to include Ellie, and finally Boris. So.
Yep. We have, let's see, what would that be, 350% growth in the past 3 months?
Sure.
Just about? I don't know. My math could be off.
I was like, I don't know how you can get that, but okay.
I don't know. No, I'm sorry, 150%.
Okay. 150%. I was just like, wait a sec.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in any case, I mean, myself and Mr. Brown, obviously, we live together, we work together, we can't get enough of each other.
Wow, okay.
Whatever. Farron lives down in central Illinois. Allie lives in Australia somewhere. And, well, what was it, Bootyville?
Sure.
That's what Skype says. It's not quite, obviously. Oh. Queensland, fine. That's as much as I remember. And Jeff lives up in De Pere, where
Wisconsin.
We all went to school together in Wisconsin, yes. So we have people who are kind of scattered everywhere. I guess, for the most part, everybody's in Central Time, with the exception of Allie. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, obviously that poses an issue because she's 13 hours ahead of us, soon to be 14 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
Because we do daylight saving time and they don't. Obviously, it's important for us to meet as a team. And actually, this last meeting that we had on Monday was the first time we were all together at the same time.
By some freaking miracle.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. I wasn't really 100% sure if I wanted to have a meeting this week, but we hadn't had one in, 3 weeks before that, so I figured it was time.
An actual talkie-talk meeting. I mean, we've been obviously communicating back and forth between all of us. Even
in some manner, yeah. But we hadn't had an actual Monday night meeting. Like, our night is pretty much Monday night for our group meetings because that is when it works best for everybody, mostly including Farron, because he has a very peculiar schedule that we have to work around, which is totally fine. Meetings are terribly important. It helps keep morale, I think. Morale is definitely the biggest thing. Being able to actually talk to your teammates and instead of just mention worky stuff all the time, everybody knows who's listened to the show, I get off on tangents and ramble and all this other shit.
You sure do.
Yeah, whatever. I'm actually on topic for once, thank you.
All right.
Keep it going. It's really important to have those social interactions with the people that you work with because... While we're talking about tools and collaboration utilities and whatnot this episode, people are not tools. That's going to be something that I'm going to repeat because Boris had shared a Gamma Sutra link with me, and it's so important for producers and obviously any administrative people or even your own teammates to realize that your teammates aren't just a tool to be used. Instead, they're actual real human beings, like ASP. It's important to actually have that as human as possible communication. Now, obviously, it's not feasible for us to be in person all the time. However, Boris and Space 006 are going to be here not this weekend, but the weekend after. So that'll be nice. It'll be the first time we'd seen Jeff, the three of us together for a while.
Yeah.
Farron and I are going to be seeing each other at, a convention down in Chicago
three weeks
from now?
Yeah,
4 weeks? 4 weeks. No. What is it?
It's the one right before Thanksgiving weekend, right?
It is. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four
weeks.
Change.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be 4 weeks from now. I'm trying to think of the next time all of us will be together. Probably Winter Emus.
Well,
with the exception of Allie, obviously.
Well, actually, with the exception of probably Space 006 and Boris, actually.
Oh, well, okay.
For this time, anyways. That's kind of why we're doing the whole mid-November.
Fine, yeah. I just remembered all of the other stuff. Okay. Well, normally we would all, you know, converge at least for that gaming holiday, which I'm sure we'll talk about in the future anyway.
But oh, yeah.
It's nice to have us all together on a medium. Now, we use Skype, though recently it's become more and more problematic because the software has taken a nosedive ever since Microsoft got their grubby paws on it. So
shocking.
Yeah, I know. So I'm personally looking at other solutions that might work out better. I know Boris had mentioned Google Hangouts, obviously a very viable option because it runs on damn near every platform. And it's fairly reliable, but of course you have to have, well, do you even have to have a Google Plus account to use it anymore? I think you can just utilize Google Chat.
Just a Google account in general.
Okay, yeah. That's something that I kind of want to actually check out on my own. But the ability to have a shared meeting in voice is so much better than a shared meeting in text, because at the very least in voice, if somebody's out doing something else, you can get an indication that they're at least listening and they can just make guttural grunts at you while they're doing other things. Fine. Totally acceptable. In text, you're just kind of like, are they ignoring me? What's going on here? I'm going to stab your face off if you don't respond in the next 5 minutes.
Yes, yeah, and that looks real great in caps.
Yeah, I know.
When you type that to them.
Exactly. So having voice, obviously, is so much more human than just relying on text. Everybody knows how communication works. You're alive. You speak with people. You know the importance of being able to have nuance and everything. But I'm just going to hammer it home. You know, it's obviously really important to have meetings because you'll be able to discuss, obviously, current events, any problems that people have, any communications that people need to bring up that are important for other people but are more direct to other teammates in particular. You have all these opportunities, fine. Obviously, it has business purpose. But for me, most of the utility in having meetings is just being able to spend time with the people you work with. I enjoy company, at least the people I can tolerate. I can't tolerate too many people, but the folks I work with at ZHP, obviously, we're going to be fairly tight-knit because we're all quite similar in weird ways.
Out of necessity as well.
Well, pretty much. Yes, obviously. But to be able to have those not always formal interactions is utterly important for team building stuff too. So I don't like to think of it as a corporate tool because it's not. We're not a corporation. We never will be, I don't think. But
I wouldn't say never, but probably not for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm thinking extremely small scope right now because that's exactly what we are. Being able to keep the meetings personal, not highly bureaucratical, anything like that. I mean, meeting minutes, agendas, etc. I mean, I realize for certain forms of corporations, you absolutely have to have that on file just
right.
for the sake of legality. But
there are certain
we're
things
all friends
we
here.
Will have to follow eventually.
Yes, I understand that.
But not down to the point of, well, at 7:45, we talked for 5 minutes about business topic A.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and having an agenda and all that other stuff. Now, fortunately, Boris likes to keep agendas and have recordings and everything like that. So he's kind of spurring us along the path for getting ready for that junk. But
well, it's nice to have that document just at the ready. Just to
oh, yeah, of course. And I totally agree. But, I mean, I like our 1 hour wine and cheese that we have on Friday or Monday nights rather. So
we just need actual wine and cheese.
That's
well,
doable.
Just wine. I would be okay with just wine.
I like cheese.
Well, I like cheese too, but you know, at Monday nights, it's like, well,
if we're going to go out and buy wine, we may as well buy a cheese too.
Okay.
I mean, we can get them at the same place. Usually.
I don't think Uncle Steve sells cheese. They might actually. I don't know. I haven't.
I was just going to say, like, they actually, I think, have an area with random local things, and I think you can get cheese.
Well, that would make sense considering where we are.
We're going to have to go pay a visit.
Yep.
Anyway.
Uncle
meetings.
Steve's, by the way, Steve's Liquor.
Yes.
We just call it Uncle Steve's because it's fun.
I think I came up with that, and I'm glad I did.
It was a while. It was many years ago, wasn't it?
It was when we first moved to Verona. Many years ago. 3 years
ago? Is 3 considered many?
It is 3, though, right? It was in June of 2010.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while already.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of like, whoa. Moving into, well, actually, was it 3?
Yeah.
Because it was 1 year of Verona, 1 year of Sun Prairie, and almost two years. Well, yeah, okay.
But you moved down here roughly the same time I did, which was around.
Well, I did, yeah. But I'm saying, like, when we move in 2014, it'll be 2010 to 2014. That'll make sense then. Okay. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, got it. Okay. Uncle Steve's, yes. Fantastic liquor store. May have cheese. We don't know. So if any of you happen to... If you happen to go there, let us know.
We'll keep you posted. We'll update you in a couple weeks.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Status of cheese at Uncle Steve's.
Business topic number one.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
Next meeting on meeting Monday. Minutes. Okay. So, yeah. Just to bring it back again, the meetings are mostly important for socializing, to be honest with you. people, at least in this team, seem to be self-motivated in an appropriate way. They know what they have to do. They know what their skills are, et cetera. So it's nice just to be able to have the banter. It's going to keep spirits very high. I appreciate that because after dealing with more than likely a shit day on Monday at work, coming home and, you know, doing more work is obviously, you know, not that pleasant sounding, but when it's a meeting like this, it makes it far more tolerable. Very useful for planning, very useful for just getting everybody to be in a good mood.
Well, I'm going to sound like a downright asshole then, because I treat meetings a little bit more utilitarian-ly.
Whatever.
Utilitarian-ly.
We're different people.
Simply because, I mean, especially at 9:30 on a Monday night, as we are wont to have these meetings, I'm tired. And pretty much the only thing I want to do is drink and play video games until I go to bed and then start the next day.
Fortunately, we keep them to about an hour, if that.
Yes, and that is a great help. Because once, you know, 10:30 or 11 rolls around, it's like, we're done.
GTFO.
We're done. Let's hang it up. But to that end, meetings for social purposes are great, but if you don't get anything at all done, it's kind of pointless.
Well,
even
yes.
For the social value. Yeah, I'm not trying to shit on your whole.
No, I agree. I mean, like, obviously the reason why we're meeting is because we need to share things.
Right.
But
absolutely. And morale is a very important utility value as well. Yes. Because, you know, if you hate each other, chances are you're not going to get much done.
Hmm. Epic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't hate anybody, to be honest. But
well, maybe you didn't.
Well, okay. Oh, fair enough. I wasn't. You're right. I did not consider your angle in that.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so just in the point of having an effective meeting, going around the circle is pretty standard thing to do. Hear from everybody, even if it's just something as simple as, oh, well, I was really busy this week, I didn't get something done. Just hear them say that. Don't allow them to just skate by with silence.
Accountability.
Yes. That's going to be very important when we talk about collaboration tools as well in the second half of the show. And even if you have to, start with generalities. Say, hey, how's everybody doing? You doing okay? Yeah, doing great. If everybody says, yeah, we're doing great, then you probably don't need to go into specifics unless you can hear them bullshitting. Then you get down to specifics. At any point that a concern is raised or you have kind of this weird feeling about it, ask questions. Be like, okay, well, didn't really see much on this in the past week. How's that going? Be able to get pointy. And well, not pointy.
I honestly thought you were going to be like
pointy.
No.
Well, yes, but no. Be able to ask those pointed questions if you must. Because, yeah, everybody's friends, but you better be getting shit done or else we will treat you like a tool and get rid of you and find somebody else.
Well, not treat you like a tool. We'll just call you a tool.
Yeah, that too. That as well.
Yeah, we don't mince words.
And tools can be replaced. Or sharpened. Sharpened would probably be cheaper, actually.
Warranty replacement.
Warranty, yeah. If they're under warranty, definitely return them.
Yeah.
Tormod already pretty much summed up meetings pretty well, so I'm not going to add needless words to that other than, you know, round robin, get everybody's opinion, everybody's voice on there. And
I socialized with the audience.
Yay, woo. Good work.
Yay.
Check mark.
yes, that thing I do.
All right, so let's move on to part two tonight. See, I didn't say duh. Thanks. Oh, shit, I just said it. Tough. Scheduling. Especially for a team as spread out as we are, even though four of five are in Central Time Zone, having a calendar shared between all of us and supported is really, 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 really important. Because we can see at a glance that when everybody is available, when they have outstanding crap going on. And for us, for the majority of our folks, we have regular daytime jobs. So we have some idea, like between 8 and 5, we know nothing's going to go down. We could even expand that out between 10 p.m. the previous night to 6 p.m. the following day. We can't really schedule anything because that is sleep and work and food. So, obviously.
Excitement in the last one.
Yes.
And food.
And food. Food is very important. So that leaves us 4 hours. Four hours in a day,
roughly.
Pretty much, to schedule ad hoc meetings or, you know, get together on Skype, go through texts, whatever. And sometimes even less based on just the spread of our team because we have that major time difference with Allie.
And we also have email that we can use
right.
as a last ditch.
And this is one point that I'm going to harp on because I believe in its power. The value of asynchronous communication.
Yes, I agree too. I do.
Yep. it is crap. Putting messages on just out there and waiting for responses is a crap way to communicate. But it is unfortunately the best we have to go on sometimes. We can't sit around and refresh. Well, most of us can't. Just at any given time in the day. But having email and having a forum and having wikis and having Skype messaging, text messaging, gives us the time to say, okay, well, I'm going to put a message out there. I don't care if it gets read in the next 10, 15, 20, an hour, 2 hours, as long as it gets read. That's really the only, well, not the only, but a very important part of asynchronous communication is that you have confidence in it getting read. And we'll go over that a little bit more in the actual tools section in the second half. Part of this that I've already gone over, develop a general understanding of occupied versus free time. The whole 10 p.m. to the following 6 p.m. being occupied, we kind of understand that. Well, no, we don't kind of understand. We fully understand that. We wouldn't expect a response, like a quick response in that time, just because I'm at work. I don't really have the capacity to respond to something unless it's a super duper urgent emergency.
Cough, cough, lawyers.
Yes. Cough, cough, lawyers. That's a whole different ball of wax.
There. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ball of wax. What a weird phrase.
Yeah. What's the etymology of that? Oh, wait, tangent.
I have no fucking clue.
All right, lawyer friend, feel free to educate us. Elucidate me.
Nah.
I'll drink to that. Oh, wait, I'm done.
Oh, that sucks, doesn't it?
It means I'm just ahead of you.
That's okay. I've got 151 in here.
That's okay.
It's delicious. Fuck, it's delicious.
You sounded like Jen from IT Crowd just now. With that, it's delicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean General British?
No, it sounded like her.
Oh, yeah.
I endorse really that show, by the way.
Really watched enough of that show to pick up mannerisms from it.
You know, I could we can probably turn that on if we don't play Dragon Fantasy.
That's a pretty big if.
So we're gonna do more Anders story tonight.
Sure, why not?
Oh, by the way, endorsement. no, I'm just saying, like, for the longest time since PAX, we've been in communication with Anna Marie and actually
Muteki.
Yeah, well, yes, Muteki Corporation. with Dragon Fantasy books 1 and 2, we finally got through the first third of book 1, and now we're on the second third, Anders's story. Like, I never really know how to pronounce the, if it ends in S and is a possessive and or, yeah. So it's like Anders apostrophe, fine, okay. You can write it that way, but you can't really speak it unless if you, like, do the Anders's wrong typing thing.
I don't know. I don't really don't add the extra is unless I'm being like totally stupid about it.
Anders.
Then I go Anders is.
Yeah, okay.
Just because.
Because you can.
Yep.
Anyway, Muteki. Cool game. Yay. I'll review more of that on the site later on. Read their blogs.
Yeah, we have 5/6 of our stuff to play yet.
Yes.
Assuming book 2 only has 3 chapters.
Well, we do have the Minecraft intermission or whatever it's called.
Okay. Well, who knows if that's canon.
I'm kind of hoping that we have to play through all 3. We get all of the party members at all, like, our levels from when we played them, and we can just go mash up some, like, zombies or Endermen or something. I want to play Minecraft again. Woo!
Then off play Minecraft. Place. Okay.
We got to get our server back. Anyway, hi.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that. Okay, scheduling.
So the importance of meetings, what?
Last point I'll bring up about scheduling. Establishing preferred methods of contact. Me, in general, I'm big on email just because it gives me plenty of time to look at it, digest it a little bit, and formulate a response. And it's not really all that time sensitive, usually. If it does get to be time sensitive, then phone calls. Direct voice-to-voice is perfect. If it's a super-duper emergency, text through the phone, because then I get that right away. A little buzz on my wrist and like, oh, okay, there's text. I better look at that.
And the same with your email, and the same with your phone calls, and the same with your calendar.
True.
And the okay.
But
fine,
text and calls I definitely have to respond to almost right away if it's a super emergency.
Yes.
But that's generally how it goes for me. And beyond that, it's like Skype I'm on very occasionally, generally just for our meetings or if I think about it while I'm doing other work stuff at home. Beyond that, I mean, I'm always poking around on the calendar in Trello, in email, in Google Docs at some point.
And all of these things that we'll be mentioning in the second
half. Yes, and all these things that we'll be going into greater detail later on. But that's my spiel on scheduling. You have anything to add to that?
Honestly, I think it's important to at least have an idea of what to do, even if you don't have the ability to get it done on the goal, the date of whatever it is that you want to do. But just an idea of you have at least some sort of sense of urgency when you have a date set. Even if you can't meet it, you have this feeling that I need to get this done. This is a task. This is important for other people to have access to so they can do their own stuff, etc. So having things scheduled is important so that people have that sense of urgency and we can be more cohesive.
All right, well, let's take a brief intermission then while we warm up for the second half. Tonight's intermission track, a remix from Mega Man 9 entitled Bite Blocks by Sir Nuts. Intermission over, on to the second half of tonight. We're going to be talking about collaboration tools, deep dive into what we use, why we like it, why we don't like it, maybe we don't like it, I don't know. Who knows? So let's start off with Trello. This is something we got into 2.5-3 months ago, roughly thereabouts.
Courtesy of PaxDev.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that where they told you about it or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So the basic premise is this. It's a Kanban-style card task management interface thing. Mm-hmm. Free, web-based, has a nice mobile app for Android. I'm sure they have one for iOS, and I'm sure they have one for Windows Phone 7,
8.1.
Are they up to 8.1 for that or any?
I think they're going to be because they're unifying the OS versions now.
I suppose, huh? Okay, well, at any rate, they have apps and interfaces for it everywhere, which is good. I mean, it's really easy to use. You set up your lists of stuff. You add cards to lists. You move them around. You can add labels. You can add due dates. You can add people to them so they get notifications about it. And on and on and on and on and on. The important part of this being it's very easy to use. I mean, we didn't really dig into it a whole lot before we decided, yep, we're going to use this.
And it just kind of became a thing. Yep. Really easy to get to. Really easy to organize. Add people. Assign roles. Due dates. It's pretty wicked.
Yep. And even if you're not using this as like a team, I've found just using it personally works pretty well too. I used to do my task management stuff in just Google's bastardized task interface that hangs off the calendar, which sucks ass. Yeah, go figure, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I found it to be very easy to use just on an individual level. Provides great visual separation. You can see things moving along. The way we have it set up is we have an unstarted a to-do list. We have in progress, we have completed, and then we have a couple beyond that, awaiting external contacts, and one called unmet dependencies that I created. Basically, pretty self-explanatory. One of the external contacts one, we're waiting for info from somebody outside our organization of five people. And unmet dependencies, we're waiting on other tasks within the board to clear or complete. What are you
pointing
at?
That's my task list.
Oh, yeah, Notepad? Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, yeah.
That works too.
I very much like that. But I'm totally cool with Trello. I just wanted to bring up my very pertinent example of work things. So, yeah.
I mean, Trello for me, it started off with the one board we have shared amongst everybody.
To-dos, yes.
And then I started using it for my personal stuff that became two boards. We just spun up another board for the organization for development tracking. Mm-hmm. So tracking our development tasks, myself and Jeff will be using that pretty heavily as we get spun up. And then it expanded into a fourth one that I use personally for my work stuff. And then even for my day job, we started using it to track some of our stuff too, just between our team. So it's gone from one board to six now that I follow and track in a very short amount of time, which is okay because it's very easy to manage the different boards. So I have nothing but good things to say about it. There are a few, you know, kind of weird things about it where you can't get notifications via email unless you want them every hour or constantly. It's either that, every hour, or off, which is kind of
annoying.
All right, cool. I'm just going to turn this off because I can't stand to get shit every 2 minutes. So yeah, I've got nothing but good things to say about Trello. We use it every time we bring somebody else on board. We tell them to use it, and
yeah.
So far it's been pretty successful. Both you and me use it already fairly heavily. Boris has been using it more often now, and I've even seen Ailey on there a couple times. So it's been a good integration for us. It's been a very useful tool for us, and I'm happy for that.
And it's also free.
And it's free, yes. Free for however many boards you want, I guess. We haven't run into a limitation yet. Can't really say anything bad about it besides the notification thing. Anything else to add from your side, Mr. Producer?
Honestly, not a whole lot. We're pretty slow moving at the moment, so I haven't had a real need to go in there and make new cards myself. And I can see that changing over time. I use it. It's helpful, useful, easy.
We have a wiki, a self-managed wiki for all of us to use. And it's really helped for a lot of text-heavy things. For something like Trello, where you just want a couple sentences or a quick bulleted list, that's great. But when you get to actual, I don't know, backstory, storylines, dialogue, a lot of text-heavy material where you need to just puke something out and have it not look like ass, that's where the wiki has really come into play. Speaking of not looking like ass, that's probably a more important aspect of a wiki that a lot of people seem to forget.
Styling.
If it looks ugly, like, I mean, ugly is sin. Hellspawn. Nobody's going to want to use it.
Unless if they're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. Not yeah. I retract my yeah. Yeah, we recently ran into a problem with that when I had swapped it over to a dark theme, because I like dark stuff on the internet. Dark colored stuff, I should clarify.
There you go. I followed suit with a ZHP email finally.
Yeah. Every site out there is just blindingly white.
Like not that one.
It's like that. Jeez.
And God, our own website, oh, wait a sec.
Nope. Ours is appropriately toned.
But Google everything else by default is just kind of eh.
Yeah, it's very bright.
Eye-killing.
I don't like that. But anyways, back to the style thing. We just recently swapped to a dark theme. Some of the text and a lot of the borders weren't really in line, so we went through and fixed that. Makes a lot of difference. I no longer cringe when going to it. And even though I'm not really a creative stylistic guy, having a developer not cringe when he looks at something is always a good thing.
Yeah, for the most part.
In working with a wiki, not only is style important, but actually being able to give your wiki editor something to use. So right when we first started, I created a couple of templates for us to use. Stuff based on characters or major locales or even full game concepts to begin with. Something that's easy to duplicate a lot of information across a lot of pages with a minimum amount of effort.
We also have a guide on there for how to make categories and things like that, because that can be rather difficult if you don't have some little quick reference.
Part of the thing about wikis is that they're incredibly powerful. This has been going on. Wikis in general have been going on for, I want to say, probably about 15 years since they first started, since their first version was out there.
Yeah, I can see that being accurate.
Relatively young, if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, but as far as technology goes, that's a long time. And it's really advanced quite far over that short amount of time. Considering we're using the same software that Wikipedia uses.
MediaWiki. Yay.
MediaWiki, yeah. Very, very good software package. And free. we've got a pretty good handle on it. And we had a little bit of kind of ambiguity at the beginning as to how to organize things, so we kind of set down some ground rules. So use categories for situations like this, or use templates for situations like this,
yep.
or use subpages for this. So we set that down fairly early on just to make sure we're not constantly going back and reorganizing everything, which we did a couple times anyways because that happens.
And we are going to actually have to do that again for Project Auspice anyway.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yeah.
Because, gasp, we're going to have more than one game. Well, at the very least, we're going to have games across various different parts of the timeline. So,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, we're starting rather early. I will say that.
That's okay. We'll have more information on that out there very soon, I think.
And we also have information on our website at zerohour-productions.net. There you are.
Anything else you would like to impart about wikis?
Not a whole lot. Try to take a look at, well, actually, no, I take that back. Right now, Farron is our major producer of things on the wiki. He pretty much has come up with his own style. So given how he has things organized in his way, and if it's amenable to the other people, then make your stuff that way, too. Don't make it more difficult for him or make it more difficult for me in my terms of OCD. Make everything look the same. That's going to be in terms of styling individual pages. That's going to be in terms of what should be a category and everything that we already just discussed and things like that, too. So make it as consistent as possible because it'll become infinitely more useful that way.
So let's take this in a bit more of a technical bent now. Between myself and Boris, the two developers now on the team, for source control we use something called Git, G-I-T. It's one of the more popular now source control schemes out there, developed by Linus Torvalds, the developer of Linux, main developer dude on Linux. Pretty much source control speaks for itself. If you don't know what I'm talking about with source control, you're not going to care about the rest of what I have to say. Because it's an absolute necessity, even if you're working on your own, for any size of project. It allows you to go back to stuff that you've done before, very easily restore your code base to any state prior to what you've done, and it saves your ass on more times than I would care to admit, and others would care to admit as well.
So it's kind of like SQL transaction logs.
sort of, sure.
You can revert back to any given transaction.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Hmm.
And there are plenty of other source control schemes out there. CVS, SVN.
That's the big one.
Perforce, which is a proprietary type stuff that we never really looked into. Git is super powerful. It's probably more powerful than we will ever need as a two-man team. But we have it, and if we ever need some of the advanced features of it, it'll be there for us. On top of that, we also have a nice web-based software package to kind of visualize what we're doing with the source. Called Stash. It's made by a company called Atlassian. It's very cheap. $10 for a self-hosted solution, like just straight up. Single cost, install it and manage it yourself, and you're done for up to 10 users.
Nice.
Which is perfect for us. I mean, we have two devs.
Mm-hmm.
But if we ever add any of you non-devs in there, it'd be up to 5. Whoa. Oh, no.
Or 8 more devs.
Or 8 more devs. Yeah, we'll see about that. But it's really easy. It's a nice web-based front end. You can see all the commits that people have made, all the changes that people have made. You can go back and forth between the different branches you're working on. You can see a nice log of all the changes you've made across everything or get down to a specific branch. It's really nice. Really, really nice. You can diff individual files right there. And it integrates with most, I would say, pretty much all well-known IDEs out there. We happen to be using Eclipse. It's very easy to use.
That's and free.
Not free. Stash is not free.
Well, Eclipse is.
Eclipse is.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we found Git to work pretty well for us. We haven't done any like serious merges or anything like that yet. It'll be a learning experience for both myself and Boris. I've used Git personally for about a year, year and a half on just my own single developer stuff, and I found it, you know, workable. And if I need to go back on things, which I have done, it's pretty much just a one click or one command, and boom, your ass is saved. And it works for us, so, you know.
And your goats learn how to behave properly again. Out of context, I'm just not going to give them anything.
I was about to say, is that a play on Goats Ahoy, or is that a play on goats versus donkeys, or...
No, it's Goats Ahoy.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, so those are the three tools that I wanted to cover in depth, is Trello, Git, and Wiki, or Trello, Wiki, and Git in the proper order. Is there anything else that you use, Tormod?
What do I use outside of Skype, text messages, phone calls, emails... What else do I use? I'm looking at all my tabs I have open. Well, we have Google Drive. We can use that for a collaboration of actual files. We can organize that however we want, share them in rather granular permissions. Google Calendar. You know, you talked about scheduling. Trello. We have our own individual website. Well, that's not necessarily collaboration tools per se. However, I suppose we could talk about blogs real briefly again, saying,
sure.
Essentially, our focus for the blog entries that we have are a summary of what we're doing, or at the very least, the things that we're interested in. So loosely, it could be a collaboration tool because it's going to be written without being a dialogue with other people. It's also going to be a view of whoever authored it and what their views are, uninfluenced by others, of whatever's going on or whatever their topic is. So it can be a means of collaboration by being a tool, an insight into what they're doing. Outside of that, I don't really use a whole lot.
I mean, it's easy to gloss over stuff that we use so often we forget it's there. I mean, Google Drive is a good example of that, just because it's a cold day in hell when I don't use that on a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always poking in there for some reason or another, whether it's working on our legal or business documents, or going over something with Boris, or prepping stuff for tonight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just getting stuff better organized in general. It's there for us, and I mean, the permissions are kind of a shaky thing just because we ran into that weird organizational bug, which we won't go into. But beyond that, it's a really easy way to share files amongst us all. And having the group typing in Google Docs is invaluable. Mm-hmm. It works perfectly for us, especially in those situations where we're all online at the same time.
Well, actually, if we're going to mention Google Docs, why don't we just mention Google Apps as a whole?
Sure.
It was extremely beneficial for us to use Google for our domain integration stuff. Where we were able to have all of these accounts, just one central account, take care of email, Drive, calendar, etc. That back end enabled us to be as efficient with our communication as we are.
I mean, it's kind of scary as it is to have Google itself kind of aware of everything we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sort of a privacy-minded person, but yeah. Honestly, for this stuff, it's like, well, if they're watching what I do, they must have a lot of fucking time on their hands. And yeah. if they care to go through that stuff, fine. What the hell am I going to do about it?
Well, it is copyright.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And some stuff will be trademarked, so
that's
whatever.
That's true, but
you know, eventually.
Honestly, it's... It's more, the value of the convenience is far greater than the value of them spying on us mm-hmm. for this stuff. So it's like, yeah, whatever, we'll work with it. And if it ever becomes a problem, well, we'll find something else. What was that whiteboard thing?
Oh, shit. The thing I never visited because I forgot.
Yeah, I remember sending out an email about it a long time ago.
Well, in that case, it's probably in my keep folder. Let me look real quick here.
It was kind of handy, but it's kind of awkward to try to draw something in there using a mouse.
Free whiteboard-esque site, awwapp.com. That's what you sent me.
Really?
Yeah. awapp.com.
Oh, I see. Okay. Another Google Docs-esque collaboration where everybody can see what you're doing. Whiteboards really work best in real life. But, this would work in a pinch, I suppose. Well, what other tools are out there that we're using? We talked about Calendar. We talked about Drive. Can I think of anything else offhand that we're using? What I'd really like to find is some sort of audio style thing.
Like what?
Like a collab music composition type thing.
That will be difficult.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this on an earlier episode, too. But yeah. That would be really sweet.
Unless if you relegated yourself to using MIDI or some other similar thing like Music XML, that would be difficult.
Well, I'm not necessarily like sharing just raw data like that. I'm talking like an actual online app where you can between two people or something. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring that up is because I was recently watching the last 4 hours of Jimmy Henson's Kickstarter thing, Big Giant Circles, and he was like making music right there. And he wasn't like using a special app, like a web-enabled app, or he was just using his own music software.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet. I was just like, oh man, that's really cool. And he actually made a song like in the 10 minutes for everybody on the Twitch stream right there. So it was pretty funny. He said he would release it with the rest of his stuff for his Kickstarter album, so we'll see what happens with that. So I guess that's it for collaboration tools tonight, unless you have anything last minute you can think of.
Nope.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us, everybody. For Journey 3, Episode 4, Share All the Things, I am Mr. Bond.
And I'm Tormod.
We'll close out with our typical closing track, a remix from A Secret of Evermore entitled A Whisper and a Shadow by Darksword. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.